Hey, welcome to Moral Stories for Kids. There was a time when story books were the only means of entertainment for children. A decade or two ago, kids spent their time reading stories and role-playing their favorite characters from the stories. However, times have changed. Now, in the age of the Internet, kids spend more of their time playing games, one smartphone, or watching cartoon or videos on YouTube. But you have want your kids to take a break from screens and experience your children. You can read short stories to them by narrating stories to your kids. You will impart wisdom to them and also spend much needed quality time with them. We have a collection of some popular short stories with moral values that you can read to your kids. Thank you so much to be connected us. Hey, welcome to the short moral stories for kids. The Lion and the Mouse. A lion was once sleeping in the jungle when a mouse started running up and down his body just for fun. He disturbed the lion's sleep and he woke up quite angry. He was about to eat the mouse when the mouse desperately requested the king to set free. I promise you, I will be of great help to you someday if you set me. The lion laughed at the mouse's confidence and let him go. One day, a few hunters came into the forest and took the lion with them. They tried him up against a tree. The lion was struggling to get out and started to whimper. Soon, the mouse walked fast and noticed the lion. Travel quickly, he ran and knot on the ropes to set the lion free. Both of the spirit off into the jungle. Moral of the story: a small act of kindness can go a long way. Thank you so much to be connected us. Hey, welcome to Short Moral History for Kids. Today we are listening an interesting story whose name Count Wisely. Let's go start it. One day, King Akbar asked a question in his court that left everyone in the courtroom puzzled. As they all tried to figure out the answer, Birbal walked in and asked what the matter was. They repeated the question to him. The question was, how many crows are there in the city? Birbal immediately smiled and went up to Akbar. He announced the answer. He said there was 21,523 crows in the city. When asked how he knew the answer, Birbal replied, asked your men to count the number of crows. If there are more, then the relatives of the crows must be visiting them from nearby cities. If there are fewer, then the crows from our city must be visiting their relatives who live outside the city. Pleased with the answer, Akbar presented Birbal with the ruby and Peril saying, "Moral of the story, having an explanation for your answer is just as important as having an answer." Thank you so much to be connected us. Hey, welcome to the short moral story for kids. Today we are listening an interesting story which is named The Fox and the Stork. Let's go started. One day, a selfish fox invited a stork for dinner. Stork was very happy with the invitation. She reached the fox's home one time and knocked at the door with her long beak. The fox took her to the dinner table and served some soup in shallow bowls for both of them. As the bowl was too shallow for the stork, she couldn't have soup at all, but the fox linked up with his soup quickly. The stork was angry and upset, but she didn't show her anger and behaved politely. To teach a lesson to the fox, she then invited him for dinner the next day. She took short soup, but this time the soup was served in two tall, narrow vases. The stork devoured the soup from her vase, but the fox couldn't drink any of it because of his narrow neck. The fox realized his mistake and went home famished. Moral of the story: a selfish act backfires sooner or later. Thank you so much to be connected us. Hey, welcome to Short Moral History for Kids. Today we will listening an interesting story which is named The Boy Who Cried Wool. Let's go start it. In a village lived a carefree boy with his father. The boy's father told him that he was old enough to was over the sheep while they grazed in the fields. Every day he had to take the sheep to the grassy fields and wash them as they grazed. However, the boy was unhappy and didn't want to take the sheep to the fields. He wanted to run and play, not watch the boring sheep graze in the field. So he decided to have some fun. He cried, "Wool, wool, wool," until the entire village came running with stones to chase away the wool before it could eat any of the sheep. When the villagers saw that there was no wool, they left muttering under their breath about how the boy had wasted their time. The next day, the boy cried once more, "Wolf, wolf!" And again, the villagers rushed there to chase the wolf away. The boy laughed at the fright he had caused. The villagers left angrily. The third day, as the boy went up to a small hill, he suddenly saw a wolf attacking his sheep. He cried as hard as he could, "Wolf, wolf, wolf!" But not a single villager came to help him. The villagers thought that he was trying to fool them again and did not come to rescue him or his sheep. The little boy lost many sheep that day, all because of his foolishness. Moral of the story: it is difficult to trust people who lie, so it's important to always be truthful. Thank you so much to be connected us.